Well, it was the Jamaicans and Kenyans who had been tipped at the start of yesterday, but by the close of play, it was the English and the team from Down Under who were staring down on the rest. But home fans still had something to cheer about as Manxman Grant Halsall claimed a silver medal in the 200-metre breaststroke after he finished just 2 seconds behind Corey Main of New Zealand. Elsewhere, the Jamaicans had been expected to pip the rest to gold in the women's 100 sprint, but in the end it was England's Sophie Papps who stole the show with a fabulous 11.53 second run to take gold ahead of the Canadians. The highlight on the track soon followed with the men's 100-metre final, and what a stunning race it was. Just 0.03 of a second separated the top three guys, but it was Antigua's Tahir Walsh with a lightning 10.5 flat who took gold ahead of English superstar Sidunju Ujjar and Australia's Josh Clark. The Aussies dominated the men's cycling, as did the English in the women's, and Manxman Eddie Rennie found the going tough against Australian Lewis Daniels in the boxing. So the weekend's here, and for many that means one thing, the start of the rugby sevens. Baptism of fire, you might say, for the Manx. Up today, it's Canada, Scotland and Australia. Here's head coach Mike D.
I think the reality has suddenly come home now. You know, I think they're going to enjoy the occasion. Tremendous ask of them, you know, the bigger nations, South Africans, Australians. But, you know, we've gone, they've trained hard, they worked really hard for this. And the big thing we want is for them to enjoy the occasion, come away smiling, and everybody to really respect them. And they won't give up, they're going to put everything into it. I mean, we've had the spies up watching them train up at, you know, Ballyfletcher and whatever. There's some very, very good rugby players, as there's very good athletes in all the sports here. So, yeah, it's a big challenge for everybody, but they're going to enjoy it. You know, they put a lot of work into it. We've got the best team we can, and we're all looking forward to it.
Well, that all gets underway this afternoon, and I'll be back at lunchtime with an update from the swimming and more build-up. But for now, this is Richard Farragher for 3FM. So, action is underway, and kicking things off as usual was the swimming at the NSC, where Manx superstar Grant Halsall was once again in action. After his silver medal success in the 200-metre backstroke last night, Grant was in 50-metre action earlier, and I caught up with him poolside as he talked about last night and his chances this evening. Also bidding for gold for Team IOM later in the pool will be Laura Kinley, who's through to the women's 50-metre breaststroke final, so the very best of luck to her. But one man missing out on a medal chance later is Tom Bielich, who just fell short in the men's 100 freestyle prelims. Elsewhere, the athletics got underway about an hour ago, and later we can look forward to the men's and women's discus, shot put and remaining track finals. As we mentioned earlier, the Isle of Man take on Scotland just after 4 o'clock in the Rugby Sevens opener. It's the gymnastics all-round finals too, and a full afternoon of finals in the cycling at the grandstand. I'll be back later on this afternoon with a full update, but for now, this is Richard Farragher for 3FM.
It's been absolutely non-stop here at the NSC on Super Saturday of these Commonwealth Youth Games. The main focus so far has been on the track, and if you thought yesterday's action was impressive, you should be here now. One of the highlights so far has been the men's 200-metre heats, and at the finish line I caught up with winner of Heat 5, Joshua Street of England.
Joshua, that was very, very impressive. You made that look seriously easy.
I was playing all along. I was hoping of jogging a 21.7, but 21.59, a new PB. Very impressed with that, happy. Exactly, I don't want to dip into the tank too much because obviously I've got a semi in the final. I just hope I can become even more powerful tomorrow. Now looking at this, I can definitely see a gold coming up if I try my hardest.
So definitely one to watch there, but also keep an eye out for the winner of Heat 4, Dalton Coppins of New Zealand. 21.42, absolutely blistering pace there from the Kiwi. Okay, so we're only 15 minutes or so away from the big one now, and you all know what I'm talking about. It's the Isle of Man versus Scotland in the Rugby Sevens opener at the Bowl. And just a few moments ago, I caught up with the big man himself, Phil Kringle.
Well, we're going out there all guns blazing, like we need to go out and just perform on the day. You know, a lot of people, I think, are going to underestimate us. So I think we just need to go out there and perform and prove all the critics wrong. You know, how many opportunities is anyone in most countries going to get to play some of these big nations, you know? The opportunities we've been provided with through the Commonwealth Games is just absolutely exceptional. So just got to go out there and absolutely thrive and playing rugby and doing what we love to do. And whoever you are, you know, get down here, bring all your family, bring all your friends. Doesn't matter about the weather, you know, we need as much support as we can. We want to get the crowds down here, support the Isle of Man. So everyone get down here.
They're definitely up for this all, guys, and it promises to be a cracker. Canada and the Aussies also await this afternoon, so go on, get yourselves down there and cheer the guys on. Other events to look out for tonight are yesterday's silver medalist Grant Halsall. He's in the final of the 50-metre backstroke, and Laura Kinley is in the final of the 50-metre breaststroke, so best luck to the guys there. There's been wins for Australia and Wales in the gymnastic and a mixed bag at the cycling at the grandstand, with wins for England, the Aussies, Anguilla and Northern Ireland. The Isle of Man are sadly out of the badminton, but the lads can definitely still be proud of their efforts. And I'll be back tomorrow morning with a full update of all the action tonight, so please join me then. But for now, this is Richard Farragher for 3FM at the Commonwealth Youth Games.